Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you listening, and we hope that you will listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a comment about the program itself, whether it's favorable or unfavorable, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or contact me by email directly. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. On our program yesterday, we looked at the subject of respecting Bible authority. We noted that all issues in the religious world can be traced back to a lack of respect for God and for His Word. We showed that God has authority. We defined what authority was, and we showed why it was that God has authority. He is God. He is our Creator. He is infinite in His wisdom. He controls the destiny of man. And He's going to judge us in the end. Then we looked at the Bible as it is the infallible Word of God. We saw how that it has come to you and I today in the form of the book that we call the Bible. We saw that the Word is inspired, that the Bible is the Word of God, and that it will be that which God will judge us in the last day. In our study today, we'd like to understand and show that we have to follow the pattern of God's Word to respect God and to respect His Word. And there is a pattern. God instructed Moses when he was about to make the tabernacle, saying in Hebrews 8 and verse 5, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." There was a fellow one time who wrote that the Church of Christ is different. And the fundamental reason why this is true can be stated quite simply. We believe that the New Testament is a divine blueprint for what the church ought to be in every age, and it is our responsibility to build according to the pattern. And how true that is. You know, God has always had a pattern for His great institutions. For the building of the tabernacle, you remember in Exodus 25 and verse 9, He said, "According to all that I have shown thee, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all of the furniture thereof, even so shall you make it." Centuries later, God selected Solomon to build the temple and the houses of it. And it's in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 that we read in verse 11, it says, "And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit." David told Solomon in verse 19 of 1 Chronicles 28, "That all this have I made to understand in writing from the hand of Jehovah, even all the works of this pattern." So friends, if God was so concerned about the tabernacle and the temple, which were physical buildings, that He gave His people a pattern and He demanded that they build according to that pattern, could He be so unconcerned about the details of the church, which is the spiritual house, that He has no blueprint for it? See, the tabernacle is a copy and a shadow of heavenly things. Even as Moses was warned of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. So see, the tabernacle was a shadow. The church is the reality. And since the shadow had a pattern, the reality must also have one. Whatever the Bible says on any subject, we must understand that that is the pattern. What this means is, If we must follow the pattern of God's Word, then several conclusions necessarily or naturally follow. One is that we can't add to God's Word. That's found in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, but it's also found in the New Testament in Revelations chapter 22, beginning with verse 18. For I testify to everyone that hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. So we can't add to, nor can we take from, God's word that we find expressed in these verses that we've just read. Neither can we change God's word. It's in the book of Numbers. In chapter 22, notice what we read here in verse 18. Then Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. And a chapter later, in chapter 23, he says basically the same thing in verse 20, when he says, behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. And then we must remember what John said in the book of 2 John. Notice there in verse 9. He says, whosoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. We must abide within the confines of God's word that we just read in 2 John, verse 9. We also read the same thing in Colossians chapter 3, where it says in verse 17, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. And then there's that passage in 1 Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, where Peter says, if any man speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. So truly, to follow the pattern, we must not add to God's word, we must not take from God's word, we must not change God's word, we must not go beyond God's word, we must abide within the confines of God's word. But you know, there are a lot of false concepts about authority. There are those who just come right out and say it. We don't need authority. Well, this would mean that man has liberty to just simply do as he wishes without any consequences to follow. However, it doesn't work that way, did it, with Cain and Abel? They both offered a sacrifice to God, but God only accepted the offering of Abel because his was by faith, Hebrews 11, verse 4. How does faith come? Well, faith comes by the hearing of God's word, as we find in Romans 10, and verse 17. So if Abel offered his sacrifice by faith, that means that Abel offered a sacrifice that was in harmony with the authority of God, while Cain did not. Abel pleased God, and Cain did not please God, because Abel offered by faith, by the things that he had heard God say. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, the same thing is true of Nadab and Abihu. They offered what the King James Version calls strange fire unto God in Leviticus 10 and verse 1. This was an unauthorized fire. In fact, I think the New International Version uses the word unauthorized in the place of the word strange. So they offered a fire that God did not authorize. What was the consequence? Well, the consequence was they died from a devouring fire that was sent by the Lord. That we read in Leviticus 10 and verse 2. And we read in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, that those who practice lawlessness, or as the King James refers to it as iniquity, whichever word we use, it means acting without law. So those that practice iniquity, those that practice lawlessness, will hear the Lord say, "Depart from me." That's what we read in Matthew 7. Verses 21 through 23. Friends, if we don't need authority, then man is permitted to do anything that he wants in the service of God. You know, when you look around in the religious world today, that seems to be pretty much how man operates. He really doesn't think that authority is necessary, because we see religion after religion after religion doing their own thing, in their own way, any way that they choose, any way that they please. And not only will we have such things as instrumental music, but we'll have women elders, women preachers, you name it. There would be no limit to what could be done if we don't need authority, or we don't need to be concerned with authority. Then there's also that attitude that we need only to strictly follow and believe the core essentials. Or another way of putting it is, we need to follow the affirmations of Jesus and salvation in Him. But we have the freedom to change things about the church. You know, this is that age-old gospel doctrine distinction that has been around for years. And it is a call to abandon the idea that the book of Acts and the letters in the New Testament are a blueprint for the church today. And the reason for all of this is quite clear. The blueprint is just not what people want. And this has also been advocated under the idea of preach the man and not the plan. The conclusion to this whole idea is that we must believe what the Bible says about Jesus and salvation being in Jesus, but we're left to a what sounds good to me approach for anything that's beyond that. So that allows us to ignore what the Bible says on any subject. But friends, we must follow the pattern that's laid down in the epistles as well as what some are calling the core essentials. You know, Paul wrote that one who did not obey our word in this epistle was to be disfellowshipped in order to bring him to repentance. We see that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 14. There are those who want to say that, well, we're not under law today. And the idea is that if we're not under law, then there could be no serious consequence to some violation of the law. And again, man is left at liberty to do as he pleases. But friends, we are under law. We're to obey the law of the Spirit of life when we become Christians, Romans 8 and verse 2. We are blessed if we continue in that perfect law of liberty that James speaks of in James 1 and verse 25. Friends, if we're not under any law, then we could not be guilty of sin, because sin, we know, is a transgression of the law. 1 John 3 and verse 4. Let us learn to respect the authority of God's word. We see our time is gone. We thank you for listening. We hope that you'll do so tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.